Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factor at Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, my favorite show to listen to. Enjoy.
Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave, Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. As we get going here on our first show of the month of July, and Dave,
how is that possible?
Little symmetry here. Wow. So July 4th is Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
7-4 on the calendar.
Uh-huh.
This is show 74.
Wow. Well
See,
done, buddy.
It just worked
I'm
out.
I'm telling you. Wow.
Show 74 this morning.
Okay.
And then you just put that little parentheses or whatever, right, between the 7 and the 4, the dash.
And there it is.
And then you get 7-4, which
and
is July 4th.
That's
on
it.
Tuesday.
That's fantastic.
So
I love it.
It all worked out.
Okay.
We're celebrating Short Time today.
It was meant
today.
To be, buddy.
We're celebrating America and America's birthday on Tuesday. I mean, we just don't have fireworks here on Short Time. I mean, there's fire code violations that
it
just wouldn't work out.
Be a little careful with that, yes. just
but you know what?
This early in the morning too.
If you're a town and you want to celebrate Short Time,
yes.
You know, maybe spell Short Time with the fireworks.
I would like to see that
or something like that.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, we could dream, right?
As sort of the finale, if you will, you know, short,
they're like,
boom.
Ooh,
yeah, Short Time, exactly.
Wow, Short Time,
exactly, and then give the time of the show, right?
Right.
There you go,
I mean,
done.
You know.
I love it. Let's set that up.
Well, there's fireworks shows going on in a lot of different towns across the Jersey Shore, so you can go to 94.3thepoint.com, check out the times and dates and places. Hopefully weather holds out, at least through the 4th of July whatever you're doing, barbecue,
sure.
Beach, boardwalk, fireworks, that the weather holds out for everything going on this week. You know, there's always going to be that chance for rain at some point over the summer. We just always hope that on those particular days where we know we want to do stuff outdoors, that the rain holds off.
But isn't it that
at least until we go to
the
bed.
The weather forecast always seems to say the possibility of rain, this,
like,
that, and then we're okay. So, you know,
so just,
it is what it is.
You know, do the, I guess, opposite of a rain dance and hope for no rain this week.
Exactly. So don't be discouraged if it says, you know, possibility of, it could be okay.
Even if there's a chance
it's
of rain,
going
it
to be
may
okay.
not rain.
There you go.
So, yeah, hopefully. We'll, good thoughts. Positive
good
thoughts.
Good thoughts and good things. Yes, I like
there
that.
We go. We got good things coming up here on the show this
great
morning.
Show today,
great
buddy.
Guest. Allie and Jonna Crocker of the Howell-based Fighting Hard Foundation, the nonprofit, doing so much for so many across Ocean and Monmouth counties. Allie and Jonna have been battling their own rare diseases for years now, and they've turned that into a foundation, the whole Crocker family, into helping all those with chronic and rare diseases, children across the Jersey Shore, to help them and their families emotionally, financially, and in so many other different ways. So they got great things happening right now and an event coming up, big-time event coming up at the end of July, that we'll let you know about as well. And then Middletown Mayor Tony Perry will be joining us this morning as well, discussing what's going on in Middletown this summer. They got a big event coming up this week on Wednesday, grand opening at
big
Town
deal.
Hall.
Yeah.
And then supposedly, I hear, my sources tell me, Dave,
okay, this just in,
that there is a member of the New York Yankees scheduled to come to Middletown for an autograph signing this month.
Well, that's cool. Hey, I'm all about it. You know what? That's okay. Good. No, that's great. That's great.
So we'll find out the scoop from Middletown Mayor Tony Perry.
Okay.
But Dave, I figure we start out the show because we love talking about food.
Of course.
You know what, Dave?
What do you got?
Let's give him something to taco about.
Wow. That's some good stuff.
How
buddy.
About
on,
tacos? Tacos,
on the fly,
tacos.
You come out with that one. Okay.
Just like the original.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just like it. I
it was
love
the
it.
The smash hit of the 80s. Uh-huh. Let's give him something to taco about.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that Weird Al would have some fun with, singing about tacos.
How great was Weird Al, by the way? And still is, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, ton of great covers and, I guess, remakes of songs and stuff like that. It's always enjoyable.
Am I right that there is some sort of either documentary or story, you know, about him or something out there
it's
that's
possible.
Relatively
sure.
new? I heard that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Could be.
But if not, maybe you and I will put something
more.
Together.
There we go.
But you know, think about it. At the time that he came out and, you know, he, different songs, and it was, number one, it was clever, but his career has lasted.
Yeah.
You know?
It's done great. And great career even doing non-parody type work too. So
I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Am I wrong with that? Is that, am I correct?
I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, well, if not, we're going to vote for
the
yes,
fans.
Yes. For some reason, I think it was either discussed or he got in. Either way, what a career.
There we go. Well, you know,
he'd be a great guest. We got to look him up.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Get Weird Al on the show. Yeah. We've had our man Vic DiPietro, among other big time celebrities, Steve Sciarippa joined us. So, yeah. How about Jersey?
Maybe Weird Al is listening. Anyway, call us.
There we go. How about the best Jersey Shore taco locations?
Let's see what you got, bud.
So, you know, this is not just beef tacos. We're talking fish tacos, chicken tacos, tacos with different kinds of toppings. If you're in the mood or on a mission for some good tacos, these are some of the good spots, Dave.
Quick question. Hard shell or soft shell?
That's a fair question. I feel like I prefer a hard shell.
Me too. Me too.
I like the crunch.
I do too.
Just the firmness to hold everything in
because
place.
I feel like the soft shell is more like a burrito. Kind of. Mm. A little bit.
I do enjoy a soft shell, but I prefer the hard shell.
Yep, me too.
That's just me. But these are some good spots for tacos. We'll start, actually, you know, we had Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson on the show last week.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
We'll start in that borough.
Hit it.
Beach Tacos. It's on the boardwalk in Seaside Park. It's an amazing place. I love not just tacos good there, but everything else is good there as well. So on the boardwalk, good tacos, other food right there on the boardwalk in Seaside Park. Beach Tacos, Dave.
Okay, we'll have to check that
out. Write that down.
Not too far from here. Okay, got it.
Taco-tastic.
Where?
It's Taco-tastic. A couple locations.
Love the name.
Four locations they got where you can go and have some amazing tacos. Two in Toms River.
Okay.
Stone's throw from where we're currently at right now on Main Street in Toms River.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher Boulevard as well.
All right.
And then Route 9 in the Lenoka Harbor section, Lacey.
Gotcha.
And a new location that's sprung up on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights.
There it is. Okay. Great name.
They've got some really amazing stuff too. So Taco-tastic, you will not be disappointed. Tacoholics.
There you go. Okay. Where would I find this place?
Growing business, six Jersey Shore locations.
Six locations.
Alone.
Okay.
Just said the Jersey Shore here. So Red Bank.
Okay.
Brick. Point Pleasant Borough.
Uh-huh.
Toms River. Lenoka Harbor.
They have it covered.
And Seagirt.
Wow. Well done. Okay.
Some amazing tacos at Tacoholics.
Gotcha.
Taco Town. It's a showdown in Taco Town,
there
Dave.
There it is. How many locations?
On your quest, just one here to find some great tacos for now. I mean, it'd be nice if they, you know, expand a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm sure people would love that. Taco Town is in Beechwood.
Beechwood. Got it. Okay.
So not far from here either, where we're currently
not
at.
Not terribly.
Dave, there's a heavyweight fight tonight. Taco TKO.
Uh-oh, look out.
Total knockout.
Look out.
Bring your championship-level eating and prepare your appetite for Taco TKO in Freehold Township.
Let me tell you, it is so early in the morning that I am wanting these tacos left and right. No, no, meaning I'm like, this is not a time I would typically want a taco. I am all about
tacos. Maybe put some scrambled eggs in a hard taco shell, some bacon bits
hot
on top.
Hot sauce.
Cheese.
If somebody walked in with a taco at this early hour, I would
absolutely
we've
heard of breakfast burritos, right? But what about a breakfast taco?
Done.
Speaking of great burritos and tacos, Bubba Coos.
Okay.
Love going there.
There you go.
They have so many different locations just in Monmouth and Ocean County alone.
Mm-hmm.
So everything at Bubba Coos, you could find them in Asbury Park, Bayville, Belmar, Brick, 2 and Freehold, Hazlitt, Howell, Jackson at the Jersey Shore Outlets in Tinton Falls, Long Branch, Manahawkin, Manasquan,
wow.
Neptune, Whew. Point Pleasant, 3 in Toms River, West Long Branch, and Wall.
There it is.
So plenty of places to go find Bubba Coos.
Gotcha.
Next one is in Manahawkin.
Manahawkin, okay.
La Jarita Mexican Food.
Okay.
Got some great tacos there. Wahoo's Tacos and More, Dave, in Middletown.
Okay.
There you go.
How appropriate.
Tacos with a fun and delicious twist. So
we'll be talking to the mayor later.
Right.
So there you go.
So you know what? Go to the grand opening at Town Hall this week and go to Wahoo's Tacos and More.
There it is. Love it.
Other great restaurants, of course, in Middletown as well. Mi Mexico Lindo in Toms River. And then we have Mix Tacos Restaurant and Grill in Ocean Township, Monmouth County, and Mattawan. Great place for some amazing tacos there, Dave.
Okay, very nice.
Tequila La Michona. I apologize if that's right pronunciation. Okay. It's in Lakehurst.
Lakehurst, okay. Yep.
So
not too
Ocean
far
County.
From my office. Okay, fair enough.
Tacos Los Compas in Bricktown Township.
There you go.
So a great taco spot there. Milu Pisha's Kitchen in Red Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have El Guacamole Authentic Mexican Restaurant, which is in Point Pleasant Borough.
Okay.
El Rey Rosteria y Restaurante in Asbury Park.
Okay.
There you
go,
Dave.
I'm trying to think where that is. Okay. Got it.
Los Barberos Birria in Belmar. Estrella Azul on Route 9 in Manalapan.
Got it. Okay.
There you go. Mark that down.
There's so many.
Quesadillas Dona Meche in Lanoka Harbor. La Sierra Restaurant and Bar, which is in Lake Como.
Lake Como, okay.
And Azteca Restaurant. Summertime surf great tacos over in Belmar.
Gotcha. Good list, buddy.
So you ready for some tacos this summer, Dave?
I do. You know what? I don't have them that often, but when I crave them, as I am right now, now I have my list. I wrote most of those places down.
Like I said, I do like a beef taco, but you know what? I've had some fish tacos over the years, and they're really good. If they're done right, fish tacos
I would say
is good to go.
I like fish tacos. Yeah. I do prefer the beef taco. I do.
Mm.
You know, the cheese, the different things that go in it. And, of course, like we talked about the hard shell. There's something about it. I don't know. I need that.
So with the beef taco.
Right.
I mean, you got the beef, right?
And I like it spicy because I like
the
hot food.
The lettuce, the tomato, the cheese. I mean, what else are you putting on?
Sour cream.
Sour cream. There
yes.
you go. And
sauce,
are you
hot sauce?
Mild or more hot sauce on the taco?
Hot.
There
as hot as I can handle it, to the point where the top of my head sweats.
There you go.
That hot.
Would you put guacamole on a taco?
Sure, why not?
Or you save that for a burrito?
I would do it.
Okay.
I mean, why not try it?
Yeah.
I could just say I don't like it, take it off, or dip into it. I'm all good.
No thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm all good.
But I mean, yeah, no, I do love a good burrito. I feel like I've changed it, too, when I've gone to, like, Bubba Coos or wherever else. Like, you go for a good burrito. Sometimes
I'm
in the mood for like
right
steak in a burrito, which is good.
Okay.
Sometimes I go chicken. Sometimes
sure.
I go pulled pork.
I get you.
And some pico de gallo in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, rice and beans.
Right.
Sour cream, lettuce.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like you can go all in. And I love the, like the soft doughy type feel of like a good burrito.
Oh,
not
I
like
do too.
Not like the dough that's been like sitting out there for hours or days, but generally when I have a burrito, I like that softness. Like the taco, I like the hard shell, but the burrito, it's got to be as soft as possible, as
right.
chewy as possible. There's got to be flavor in there, not just like with what's in the burrito itself, but the actual dough itself too.
I'm thinking of a place. What is the? It's in Belmar. I want to say, is it 10th Avenue Burrito? You know what I'm talking about? Have you been to it?
I haven't.
It's by the train station.
Okay.
Yeah, 10th Avenue Burrito.
There you go.
And it's right in Belmar, somewhat close to the train station. I've
all
been
right.
there. It's excellent. I'm just putting that name out there.
Listen, I'm open to trying any and all food places. Tacos, burritos, pizza, burgers. I'm down to try it all. Make it a Jersey Shore expedition.
All right, quickly. Burgers. You have to go to one place. Something that you think right off the top of your head. Where do you go?
That's a good question.
And again, you may like a lot of places, but if I said you have to go get a burger now.
And a lot of places make really good burgers around here.
Name one place. Name one.
First one that comes to mind is Burger 25.
Okay.
Right over on Route 37.
Okay. I get it. No, I'm just curious.
Lots of different kinds
I'm
of burgers.
I'm so hungry right now with this conversation.
We're talking tacos and burritos here on Sunday morning. Tacos and
good
burritos.
Nachos. I'm sure they have good nachos, too.
Like I do love good nachos.
Open plate of nachos.
Yeah, the
not
cheese.
Not just this mound. I want something laid out nicely.
And like the extra toppings on it, too. Not just like the cheese itself, but I like a little, you know, ground beef on
done.
The tacos.
Done.
Some, you know, salsa. Extra cheese. And a little
what
kick to it isn't too bad.
Too? Black olives on there?
Not a big fan of black olives.
Okay.
I'm just not an olive person. Even the green olives, I'm
okay.
like, I don't know. It's just me.
Doesn't
just
do anything
like,
for you. I get it.
No, it almost has like that licorice, that black licorice kind of taste, which I'm not a fan of.
I get you.
When it comes to like licorice Twizzlers or whatever, I Cherry is my favorite. Strawberry's good. There's that, they make those like cream ones too, like that orange cream Twizzler. Okay. It's pretty good.
I got you. Okay.
I think there's like a pink lemonade or a lemonade flavored one. I don't know. You can really dive into the weeds.
Quick question for you. So let's say you have your taco, you have your nachos. The only hiccup, let's say you order a certain amount and you don't eat it all. You bring it home and you put it in your refrigerator.
Okay.
Now it's the next day. You go to heat it up. Only hiccup is the lettuce in the taco, in with the nachos. So do you pull
can't
it
do
out?
Can't do warm lettuce.
So my question is, do you now take that out of there, scrape that out, get rid of the lettuce?
I mean, if it's leftovers, so it's already there, I'll eat it. But I prefer
But you're going to heat it up,
without,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, you let it go. All right.
I mean, if it's already in there and you got, like, the leftovers, I mean, I just go all in at that point.
Okay.
No need to waste the food.
That's true. No, I'll pull the lettuce out. I want to keep everything in it as much as I can, but pull the lettuce out. Just a thought.
A lot to think about here. So, if you want to know where all those taco-tastic places are, you know, if you want to give your family and friends something to talk about, 943thepoint.com, we have the full list of some of the best places to go grab tacos here in Ocean and Monmouth counties. We've got a great guest coming up on the show this morning.
Great
Again,
show today.
Middletown Mayor Tony Perry. And coming up next, Ellie and Jonna Crocker of the Howell-based nonprofit Fighting Hard. Lots to do here on Short Time with Vin and Dave this morning. It's all coming up next here, 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bettetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenew, Dave Crossan with you here on 94.3 The Point, Sunday morning. And it is time to welcome on two big guests from Howell Township, founders of Fighting Hard, Allie and Jonna Crocker. I've always had great conversations with them over the years, talking about the fantastic work they're doing for people in Monmouth and Ocean counties and beyond, and they've got a big-time golfing event coming up in July that we're going to talk about here this morning and some other stuff about the nonprofit. But before we dive in, Allie, Jonna, love having you back here on the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning.
You seemed eager to see who was going to chime in first there. Was it going to be Allie or Jonna? Both are excited to be here. So before we get to the golf event, I know you both just finished another year of college. So give everybody a life update. Where are things at for you right now? go first, Allie.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I just finished my sophomore year at Franklin and Marshall College.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm studying public health and government. So I'm really excited as I'm getting to work closely with nonprofits like ours and kind of get more involved in the health policy world, which I think is where I'll be headed after my undergraduate career.
There you go. So. Jonna, what's cooking in college these days?
College is amazing. And first of all, Allie's being modest. She absolutely crushed her sophomore year and did incredible. So
nice.
Very nice.
I just finished my freshman year at Cornell University.
Nice.
Where I'm studying applied economics and management in the Dyson School. And it has been so incredible so far. I've learned so much that has been helping me run the foundation a little bit better on the business end of things. And up in Ithaca, New York, a little cold up there, but honestly, some beautiful scenery, and I had a great first year. So
There you go.
That's great.
Congrats. So things going well, both off to nice starts in college, doing things. You're both of you a lot smarter than I am, so I'll trust you to some of those decisions and questions and everything. So we got people getting ready to get golfing this summer. I know some people are already out at the crack of dawn each day. So for everybody out there who's a golfer, this is a big opportunity. So the third annual Fighting Hard for the Kids golf outing coming up July 27th, Pebble Creek Golf Club, Route 537 in Colts Neck. So, Allie and Jonna, what does everybody need to know about this golf outing coming up in terms of signing up to play, signing up to donate, participate? What are all the details?
Yeah, so you covered a big portion of it. It is going to be July 27th, so coming up super soon. We're actually almost sold out, so we have a bunch of golfers, a bunch of sponsors. We're super excited. We still have a lot of whole sponsorships available if your business is interested. That's a $200 donation, and you'll have a whole sign out on the course with us. It should be an amazing day. Like you said, it's our third annual, so we've been building up some traction and learning more as we go. So we have an incredible event. We've made it so we have an incredible gift auction. Our gift auction committee has been working hard to get gift baskets. So if any businesses are interested in donating a basket as well, it should be just an amazing day. So we're really excited.
Nice. And then people, as we get towards, I guess, the coming days and weeks leading up to the event day itself, can people still, donate or get involved in any way or volunteer?
Absolutely. So we do still have some sponsorships available. They can check out our website at www.fightinghardfoundation.org. We do have a tab on our website for our golf outing, and you could shoot us an email at info@fightinghardfoundation.org to see if there are still any spots left. By next week, I'm not sure what that'll kind of look like. Hoping to almost sold out. So if you are interested, make sure to message right away. And if we still have spots available, we will definitely set you up. But even after the golf outing ends, we are always accepting donations and always grateful for any support from the community, whether it be grants or outside of the golf outing donations. So any support means the world to us.
And you had a couple events earlier on in June, in the spring and everything. I know you got a word about the clothing drive fundraiser and then the Martell's Music Fest and everything. So what are some of the things that have been happening with Fighting Hard over the spring months and through June, you know, as we get ready for this golf outing?
So we've been kicking off the summer with a lot of opportunities for some of the families to come and get together. And now that we're home, it's been really nice to be able to reconnect with all of the families and, you know, connect them to one another as well is really important to us. And, you know, being focused in Monmouth and Ocean counties, we were, you know, lucky enough to have a lot of show for these kinds of events. So our clothing drive, a lot of families, a lot of supporters came out. And a lot of volunteers who helped us unload cars and tons of bags of clothes. And we filled up how many trucks? 2.5 trucks, Jonna?
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
3.5, actually. Yeah.
And it was a really great event. And Martell's Music Fest, it was an incredible day. We had some real luck with the weather, which was awesome. And some incredible bands were performing. We had an amazing gift auction. Our Point Pleasant families were super helpful. And just the amount of support that was there on that day was incredible, too. We also had a Fighting Hard get together at a Blue Claws game, which
nice.
Was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And, a lot of our kiddos got to come and hang out with one another, watch some baseball, and, you know, play some boardwalk games and stuff like that. It was pretty great. And then the only other thing is we had a scholarship night. We were back for our second annual one at Howell High School, where we both graduated from. And we were able to award scholarships to students who both battle a rare disease and are outstanding volunteers.
There you go. Busy, busy things, or a lot of things happening to make for a busy spring, but definitely one that's very beneficial for all the great work that you both do and everybody with Fighting Hard for the community here. And I know this is a you know, told me previously, Allie, a big year for Fighting Hard as well. The Drive for Five, Colin, this year said you're on track to raise a total of at least $500,000 since you the nonprofit came to be back in 2015. So, what are some of the milestones that you've reached or you're looking to reach here in 2023 in terms of, I guess, donations and helping as many people as you can?
Absolutely. We've gained so many incredible supporters over the years, and supporters who have been around since 2015 and helping us when we very first started, including our amazing team at 94.3.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also, I know, so we've had some really amazing support that has helped us to kind of get to the point where we are. Our golf outing was a big factor for us that helped us kind of reach that next level for our organization. Having this outing for the third year in a row, we just keep growing and growing. The first year we were able to net $28,000 going directly to our families. And last year we were able to net $36,000. And we're on track to hit even more for this year's outing. So those have been really big events for us. We couldn't do it without some incredible big sponsors like Howell Township PBA, and even Pine Belt Chevrolet have been amazing supporters. Ferrera Construction, Hastings Group have all been really big supporters, and so many more to help us to get to this milestone. We are on track to hit $500,000 raised, which is a really big deal for
Absolutely.
Us.
Oh, yes, it is.
We started by giving stickers and sending little packages and coloring books. And some of the things we've been able to do this past year alone, we were actually able to send one of our kids to a conference for his rare disease that was in a different state.
Wow.
So we were able to help them get to that conference to be around other people with that same rare disease and raising some awareness and learning what new treatments may be out there. We were able to provide a beach wheelchair for one of our kiddos to get
nice.
Onto the so we've been doing some really big things, and like Allie said, our scholarships as well. So as we grow bigger, that money is able to go to some pretty great causes.
That's awesome. And you know, definitely ways for people to get involved, not just at the events that you have coming up or that you had recently, but several different ways for people to donate and, you know, just get involved with helping Fighting Hard help all those in Ocean and Monmouth County.
Yes, and also, too, for the people that are looking to give donations for tax purposes, this is fantastic. They benefit. Obviously, you guys benefit, and I love to see that come together.
Absolutely. We are always just so grateful for any donation of any amount. 100% of the donations that we receive goes directly to our families. We're actually helping, I think we're at over 45 families now
wow.
in New Jersey. And we're financially assisting these families with their medical bills, with dinners, with insurance. So the impact that you make by your donation is very large.
I was going to bring up, too, I'm sure for people looking to donate, there's an opportunity if they wanted to do it, like, let's say, each month. And I'm sure that would be great for what you're doing rather than people at an end of a year giving a donation. Maybe there's an opportunity to do it where it comes right out of their bank account each month, a certain dollar amount. Would that be the case?
Absolutely. Allie, you want to share about the website?
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Yes, great point. We do have a feature on our website where you can make a one-time donation, or it gives you the option to also make monthly or annual donations to the foundation. And like you said, kind of low commitment. You don't have to really remember as much.
Set it and forget it. No, I love that. No, that's good.
If this is a cause that you'd like to support, you know, we have a couple of people who donate monthly, and, you know, we're so grateful. And that's something that we can count on to continue to help our kids. We can put that kind of money into a budget and, you know, be able to go toward a specific thing. If you are in support of a certain program that we do, we encourage people to let us know that with their donation so that we can fund that program with their money. So it's a great opportunity through the website.
And I like that you do that. For a lot of people, it's a lot easier, in my opinion, if they do it gradually. so the impact isn't as great. So if they're looking to give, I'm just making this up, $120, but maybe $10 a month is easier for them, that's a nice approach where you benefit having the money sooner, and then for somebody looking to budget it out, that might be an easier way to do it.
Definitely. It's really a great idea. Even, you know, John and I know we give occasionally, and, you know, we kind of figure it out, you know, what do we want to give? And,
sure.
You know, there are some people out there who do benefit from that kind of approach.
Allie, John, I want to open up the final part of the conversation, both to you each, give you opportunity to discuss here. I know both of you, you know, we've discussed in the past, the three of us, both of you battling a rare disease, both of you helping out so many different people. So for those who aren't as familiar with Fighting Hard and both of your stories, what are some of the things that you've gone through individually and together as sisters, and just as a whole family in wanting to help, you know, others in other the situations who are battling a rare disease as well?
We started Fighting Hard in 2015, as we mentioned before, and, you know, John and I were 12 and 11, and it's a pretty long time ago now. We're both in college, and we get to see how it's grown over the years. John and I have both battled rare diseases, and we both know what it's like to be a sibling of somebody who battles a rare disease, so kind of getting both ends of that is really important. And, you know, we can empathize very well with other people and other families who experience similar situations. And something that we've realized is that no matter what rare disease or chronic illness is in your family, a lot of these battles are the same. And, you know, insurance not covering things and feeling isolated and alone. So, you know, our goal has just been to connect families with one another and financially assist as many as we can, starting right here in Monmouth and Ocean counties. And as we grow, we're able to expand that. And we've just been really lucky to be able to get support from the community and then be able to give back.
Yeah. A lot of our, a lot of the kids in our foundation have rare and chronic illnesses. So this isn't a 1 month or 2 month thing that they're dealing with. It's years and years of treatments and ups and downs. As a lot of times we say, our kids are kind of riding that roller coaster. There are some days where they're doing really well, and other days where they're struggling a lot and in the hospital or in and out of doctor's appointments all the time. And so we really have an incredible opportunity to see these kids grow up and see them develop and watch as they become doing things in the world.
Yeah.
One of the kids in our foundation we met when she was 2 years old, and she's 9 now and going to and doing all these things and starting to play sports. And it's just really cool to see them grow up like that and be able to watch. When we started, we were younger, like Allie said, we're in college now, but to see people in all different phases of their journeys too, I think something that's really important to both of us is a lot of times with rare chronic illnesses, it's not something that's visible from the outside.
Right.
A lot of these kids are kind of battling silently and battling alone. And it's a challenge of, what do you tell your friends? What do you tell your family? Nobody really understands it. And so that's really our biggest thing. We try to provide that support system. And whether they want to talk about it or they don't want to talk about it, being able to be in a room of people who get it is really important. So.
Absolutely. Allie and Jonna Crocker of Howell doing great work with the Fighting Hard Foundation. Go to fightinghardfoundation.org for more information on the upcoming golf outing and all the great things that they're doing, and to get involved in any way you can and to donate. Allie, Jonna, always great talking with you, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you so much.
Stay well.
That is Allie and Jonna Crocker of Fighting Hard Foundation. Go to fightinghardfoundation.org and see what they're doing and see how you can help. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point right after this, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenew, Dave Crossan with you here on 94.3 The Point. Sunday morning, 2 days away from Independence Day and 3 days away from the grand opening of Town Hall in Middletown. So lots going on this week alone. And then, of course, this summer in Middletown. And for the inside scoop, it is Middletown Mayor Tony Perry joining us this morning to discuss it all. Tony, before we dive in, welcome onto the show.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back this summer.
There we go. So exciting things happening. Hopefully we get some nice weather this month and next month, even September, you know, for the local summer here at the Jersey Shore. So lots to do in the beaches and the boardwalks and parks and so much more. So let's start with this week. So you got Independence Day on Tuesday, the grand opening of Town Hall on Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with each, any fireworks shows going on Tuesday, and then, of course, the grand opening of Town Hall Wednesday.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the 4th of July is very big in Middletown. You know, the township has such a rich history when it comes to the independence of our nation. So we have a very big, a lot of celebrations that go on, you know, the fireworks that happen at, you know, privately, but are enjoyed by so many. obviously, we have the fireworks over the Navisink River. We have fireworks all throughout the town that go on, each day leading up into Independence Day. But, you know, it's an exciting time, obviously, all across our country to celebrate our great nation. And on the 5th, as you mentioned, we're opening, we have our ribbon cutting, our official grand opening of our new town hall. And while we've been in the building, we have now finally, all of our departments have moved officially into our new town hall. And we're very excited because, you know, Middletown's a great town and we needed a great town hall to provide all the services that our residents needed. So on July 5th from 6 to 9, We'll have food trucks, we'll have games, we'll have all different activities. We'll have our ribbon cutting for this great new 72,000 square foot building. Whew. And then to cap it all off, we have our fireworks display that
you
are the first to hear about, my friend. Both of you. Yeah, this is new. This just in, the grand opening. We're going to be having fireworks, so all the families and kids and parents and everyone can come enjoy not only a historic day for our town, but celebrate the independence of our nation. So it's going to be great. We have a lot of great small businesses that have been so supportive of us. Koch Florist, Boosker Dew, the new coffee company right here in Middletown, and Nicholas Creamery, and then so many other activities. They're all coming to support Middletown and support the grand opening of our building. So it's going to be really exciting. Hope everyone can come out, all the family members come out and bring your kids and just enjoy a great night out.
What was it like seeing the process of the new town hall built over the last couple of years and everything, just seeing everything come together, everybody now in the same building? What has this meant for you and for everybody in the municipal building there in Middletown?
Well, you definitely sense a big morale boost. And with morale comes better services that we can provide for our residents. You know, Middletown at one point had the most female police officers in the county, and they didn't have any facilities in the old building because when that building was built, there were no female police officers. And, you know, it's just so unbelievable to see this building come about. And I remember hours and hours spending in our old dingy conference room in Town Hall, the only conference room in Town Hall, mind you, and going over room by room, foot by foot. And now I'm sitting here in Town Hall and I look out and I look across Route 35 and I see all the buzzing activity that's occurring. And I'm just very proud that we were able to not only honor the history, the rich history of our township with this building, but also now provide the necessary services in a one-stop shop, state-of-the-art building that everybody walks in and they're like, this is unbelievable. Knowing the facilities that we had in my old office in Town Hall, we had the backup generator was directly next to my office window. So it sounded like I was sitting on the tarmac at Newark.
Yeah, helicopter next to you or something. Yeah.
Airport. I mean, as planes were coming down. So it was a lot of fun during like Tropical Storm Isaias to hear this running generator 24 hours a day while we're trying to get power back to everybody else.
Right.
So, but this new building is really something that I'm proud of. And, you know, it's a jewel for the town, because when you don't take care of your facilities, when you don't have the facilities that your town needs and expects, you know, what message are you sending? And I think that this building is an example of what is not only our past, but what it means to be a part of Middletown's future. And that is what I'm most proud of. So it's a building to protect the residents of our town, to be able to talk to their elected officials, talk to those in our offices that they need the support of. And this building now provides them that appropriate sense of community, but of action that can be taken in this building.
So exciting things underway this week alone in Middletown, and then over the course of the next few weeks and months here in the summer, talking with Middletown Mayor Tony Perry here. And, you know, big baseball fan here, and naturally a Yankees fan, of course, right, Dave? But rumor has it you've got an event coming up at one of the breweries in Middletown soon.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be talking to a Yankee fan who will appreciate this, but we got
I'm just going to walk out of the studio right now.
Dave is a Mets fan.
Well, you know, I don't know what who knows if Buck Showalter will still have a job by the end of the week, right?
It's tough right now, but anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah,
that's all right. We have a very exciting opportunity. Jake Bowers, who you know, has filled in with some of the injuries that have plagued the Yankees a little bit, but he has come onto the scene and risen to the show and risen to the occasion, certainly in his backup of some of the Yankee outfielders, including Aaron Judge. And yeah, July 24th, come on down to Ross Brewing, our new brewery in Middletown. John Ross is a great guy, just great people. And they will be having Jake Bowers there to be signing autographs, taking pictures, and it'll be an exciting, exciting event. So I think it's 6 to 8 on the 24th, Monday, July 24th.
There you go. So we got a New York Yankee coming to town in Middletown.
We do. Be on the lookout. There'll be a lot of information coming out about it very soon. Very soon.
So, I mean, you talked to some of the other breweries and restaurants in Middletown. I mean, certainly Middletown has a lot to offer in terms of entertainment as well, and just on a regular basis with some of the breweries you have, the restaurants, the local businesses. So what are some of the things happening in Middletown that you think that people will certainly enjoy throughout the summer months?
Yeah, well, you're right on, Vin. I mean, we really have become a hub of economic development when it comes to our businesses. And, you know, it's something, again, I'm very proud of, because we have emphasized it so much. When your Route 35 and Route 36 corridor are successful, that means that business is thriving, your residents are being employed, people are exchanging hands, and it's the exact economic engine that drives then municipalities and governments, not because of tax revenue, but because people in the community are successful And that's what you want. That's what you want every single day. So, you know, we're very proud of all the great restaurants that we have in town that have been expanding year after year after year since I became mayor in 2019. You see all the economic activity, you know, Nicholas Barrel and Roos that transformed not all that long ago, Gabriella's Steakhouse, you know, Nana's Kitchen. You look at all these great restaurants that have come in and that have set up. Ross Brewing, which took a chance over at the Belford Co-op, where all of our fishermen are doing, you know, the continuing the history of that storied area. So you look at all of these different elements and you say to yourself, I want to be in Middletown. And there's so many businesses that say, Mayor, show me the place and I want to come to Middletown. But we're also redeveloping, which I think is the most important, is making sure that you don't have these big white dinosaurs, right? We had Sears close and then ShopRite moved right in. We have At Home coming to where ShopRite used to be. So you're not seeing these dilapidated properties just sitting there for ages. We're out there, we're aggressive. We want people to come in. We want them to fill these spots. So, but for families, we have a lot going on as well. You know, every year we've been hosting Middletown Night at the Lakewood Blue Claws, which is taking place on July 28th. And you can go onto our recreation website to buy a ticket. It's $20 for a ticket. And that includes, you know, your hot dog, your soda, your ice cream, and then the game itself.
Nice. Right?
That is really great.
I haven't bounced the first pitch yet, and I don't intend to on the 28th. I'd rather them be up high than bouncing across the plate.
It could be worse. You could throw a first pitch like 50 cented at the Mets game a few years ago.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, you keep picking on them.
I know, right? Come on now.
You know, but and I'm a Phillies fan, so when I'm saying that, I really feel.
I'm a Yankees fan. Well, Mayor Perry's a Phillies fan, and Dave's a Mets fan.
There you go.
Yeah,
got it covered here.
Kumbaya, baby. But we also have our free music in the parks and summer concert series, which is July 25th, August 8th, August 22nd, from 7 to 9. Bring your lawn chairs. It's just great community events. And then finally, we have our beach party that is happening on July 19th from 6:30 to 10. DJ, we have the Goonies. We're going classics on the beach. And, you know, we lost a lot of time during the pandemic to do these great things. Mm. And we came roaring back last year, and we're going to continue to do that this year. So I hope everybody can come out and really enjoy these great events and support so many great businesses that call Middletown home.
And you certainly have a great park system there that across Monmouth County, certainly that it goes into Middletown as well, and so a couple of the beaches that you have in Middletown. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot for people to do outdoors, too, on any given day, whether they want to go for a walk, get a suntan, go swimming.
Yeah, I mean, ideal beach, Leonardo Beach you have. We just recently renovated the historic Conover Beacon over on Leonardo Beach, which, believe it or not, was the original design, was at the World's Fair.
Oh, wow.
And we stripped it, repainted it. It's beautiful. Go check it out. I mean, it's really to know the history of our town. Check out the Murray Farmhouse, you know, which was home to Joseph Murray, who was was against the crown during the Revolutionary War. And you sit at these different historic sites, you sit at our beaches, and you think, it's how unbelievable is it that I'm in Middletown, where, you know, you truly are the top of the Jersey Shore. You're the trail to the shore. And why not enjoy all that Middletown has to offer throughout the summer months? Because, you know, I can brag about it all day. But between our municipal parks, our county parks, and everything in between, it's always an honor to serve this great town. And I'm just fortunate to have a great town to serve because of everything it brings for.
Mayor Perry, we're talking with Middletown Mayor Tony Perry here this morning. Talk about summer safety as well. And certainly some of that includes just, you know, tips and advice that you would want to give out, you and Chief Weber, throughout the course of the year as well. Something I know you're passionate about is, you know, the vehicle burglaries and thefts that continue to take place all over the place, and it's gotten to just shocking levels everywhere of the amount of cars being looted and taken and stolen and so on and so forth. So whether it's vehicle safety or just general safety, what are some of the things that you want to stress to Middletown residents about how to take care of their vehicles and their belongings this summer?
Yeah, well, I've been very outspoken about the issues with vehicle thefts, and it angers me at the level of disregard that certain levels of government have when it comes to the safety and security. You know, Middletown, every single year I've been mayor, has been ranked one of the safest towns, not just in New Jersey, but in America. And to have this nonsensical, ridiculous policies of no punishment when someone commits a crime has led us to the point that we have that mayors like Paul Kenitra, John Pallone, you know, all up and down the Jersey Shore have had to deal with these pop-up parties, vehicle thefts, all these different things. And to me, you know, the message is simple. And that is, if you come off of the parkway exit at 114 or 109, or you shimmy on down Route 35 from exit 117, and you have the intention to come here and steal, come and do harm to people, I got a beautiful, beautiful new town hall building, and you don't have to show up on July 5th to take a tour, because my entire Middletown Police Department, the largest police department in Monmouth County, will be happy to introduce you to our judge, our prosecutor, and our public defender. And we got great new jail cells. They're very cold. They're concrete floors. And you can sit there for as long as you want and enjoy. Don't come here. We're a place and a community for good people who want to enjoy life, enjoy time with their family. So my message to those seeking to do harm is this. Don't bother. Keep driving.
Think twice. Excellent point.
Think twice. We'll greet you anytime you want. But my message to families coming to enjoy is we are ranked one of the best and safest in the country. And I encourage every single person that wants to explore our beaches, explore our parks, come for our events, is to do so, because we are so proud of our town, and we want to share it with everybody else. And we hope that you'll join us, because, you know, the summer months are always ones where you get a little bit worried because people are swimming, they're doing all these different things. But we have an outstanding police department, an outstanding emergency services, and we don't want to use them at all for your visits here to Middletown. But please know that we have a lot to do and a lot to explore here in Middletown. So come down anytime and enjoy.
There we go. Mayor Perry, anything you want to get out there in terms of beach safety, water safety, park safety, just people being out and about and just trying to, you know, have fun, but also be safe and responsible, riding bikes, certainly just doing things that you would typically do in the summertime, but you certainly want to do it, you know, safely and, you know, look out for family and friends or for even anybody else that you see out there out and about trying to enjoy the summer, so that everybody who lives in Middletown or is coming to Middletown over the course of the summer months can have that same opportunity to have fun, but also be, you know, safe, so that, you know, to your point about, you know, police, that they don't have to get involved as often as, you know, possible.
Yeah, my message is always just be smart. Do the right things. And, you know, when you're biking, make sure you're wearing that helmet. Make sure you're doing it safely. When you're enjoying our beaches, make sure that you're not swimming alone. You're swimming with partners to make sure that you're always safe out there. If you see a dead dolphin or dead whale, stay away from it. You know, but you know, it's, I know, having been the mayor of this town for 5 years now, that the best thing to do is for everybody to just be safe, and for parents to make sure that they're keeping their eye on their kids, as we know that they do, because it only takes a second for something to go wrong. But it is important that when we are enjoying these great activities in these great areas of our town, that we continue to remain safe and you know, ensure that everybody is returning home safe and sound. So you know, while it's always fun to go out to our parks and go to our beaches, remember that there's always dangers in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. But But by being smart and being and staying safe, everybody can go home and we don't have to have any tragedies. So we do a great job of avoiding that. So let's continue to avoid it this year.
There we go. Mayor Perry, to close out the conversation here this morning, you touched on it in the earlier part of the conversation with specific events as well. But what do you think makes summertime in Middletown, you know, a special time of the year, not just for, you know, everybody living and working in Middletown, but those coming to visit Middletown as well?
Well, I think the best thing about that Middletown has to offer is the variety in such a short distance. Mm. You can enjoy our great beaches and you can enjoy a great park in the same day. You can go for the morning at our beaches and enjoy a nice walk in any of our parks. We have so many restaurants that you can enjoy in between those two. So when it comes to Middletown in the summer, it's the variety. It's the variety of activities that people can do and utilize, and the short distances we are from so many other great areas of our county. You know, we're very fortunate to live in Monmouth County. We have great leadership at the county level that has the foresight to invest in open space. And that's exactly what Middletown is doing. That's exactly what Middletown will continue to do. And so when I think about summertime in Middletown, I think about the patriotism that exists in celebration of our nation. I think about all the different trails and parks. I think about our beaches, and I think about everything in between that drives a great economy, and that is having great restaurants, great bars to go to and visit, and just great shops that we're able to attract to our town. So we'll continue to do that and make sure that Middletown remains one of the best places to live, work, raise a family, and visit during the summer.
There you go. Mayor Perry, appreciate your time as always. Congratulations on the grand opening of the town hall this week and Independence Day, and a lot of great things happening over the next 2-3 weeks plus in Middletown, let alone the entire summer. So looking forward to hearing more about what's going on in Middletown, and I'm sure everybody who visits there will as well. So thanks again, Mayor Perry.
Thanks, Vin. Thanks, Dan.
That is Middletown Mayor Tony Perry discussing all the great things coming up this summer in Middletown. Go out and visit. Go there this week, Tuesday, Wednesday. Big things happening, especially. More Short Time of Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point right after this, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long had I wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point?
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show. And getting ready for the 4th of July, Tuesday,
yes,
Independence Day. Hopefully all the weather holds out.
Yes.
That whether you're going to the beach, the boardwalk, whatever it is you're doing during the day,
barbecue.
That it's great outdoors. Barbecue, yes, of course. And then fireworks shows at night, professional fireworks shows. Lots of towns having them. We have them up on our website. You can go check out where and when. And just leave it to the pros. We've discussed it on the show before. For your safety and everybody else around you, in all seriousness, just let the professionals do it.
Without a doubt.
Only is it safer, they also do a better job of putting on displays.
Yes, they do. please be careful out there. To your point, though, people can check out the different towns, mm-hmm. the different firework displays are going to be out there, and choose the one that's close to you. There's plenty of them.
Listen, and barbecue, whatever you're doing, have fun, have a great time, family, friends. It's just another signature moment about summertime. And of course, Independence Day. So wear your red, white, and blue. Towns, different towns have 4th of July Independence Day parades as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you hang your flag, your American flag, outside your house. Do all things to celebrate America's birthday.
Enjoy.
You know, we're closing in a couple years from now. 250.
Yes, we are.
These are big birthdays for America.
No, the key thing, Vin, be safe, get together with family and friends, and just enjoy your time getting together with the people that you love.
Yeah. We had a couple great guests on the show. Well, technically three over the course of two segments, right?
That's true. Allie
and Jonna Crocker from Fighting Hard, the Fighting Hard Foundation based in Howell. Allie and Jonna both finished up another year of college,
very
doing
impressive,
wonderful things and fantastic things since 2015 with the nonprofit. Go to fightinghardfoundation.org. You can check them out on their social media pages as well. They got a golf outing coming up July 27th. And both are doing a lot, who are both battling rare diseases themselves, helping out other boys and girls in our Jersey Shore community who are battling a rare and chronic disease, and helping them and their families financially and emotionally and in so many other different ways, Dave.
Do me a favor, give that site one more time. I want people to really take a good look at all the good things that they're doing, different ways they can help out. And we talked about it together, the opportunity for people. If you do want to donate, it could be something as simple as a monthly donation. It's such an impact, especially with everything that they're doing. And so proud of them, just put it that way. For they were so young when they started this, and look at the good work they're doing.
Yeah.
Closing in on, was that 500,000? Did I hear that right?
That's what they're closing in on, yeah, for all time,
that's
for
incredible.
Fundraising.
That's incredible.
So if you could help out, fightinghardfoundation.org. We also had the mayor of Middletown, Tony Perry, on with us. They have their town hall grand opening, so they were in a prior building, and now they've been in the new building and everything like that. So a lot of great things happening in Middletown, not just with the town hall grand opening, but lots of things in the summertime as well. So we'll have a recap for both from Allie and Jonna Crocker and for Middletown Mayor Tony Perry up at 94.3thepoint.com coming up. And again, enjoy your 4th of July week and festivities. Be safe, be responsible, but also have some fun as well. You could do all three at the same time. Wear your red, white, and blue. You know, and maybe bake a birthday cake or get a birthday cake and say happy birthday to America.
Put on your Mets cap, watch some games.
I don't know if anybody wants to put on their Mets caps right now.
All right.
Maybe after the All-Star break.
Okay.
But have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your time together with family and friends. Enjoy your time off. Be safe and be responsible. Have some fun. We'll be back again next Sunday. Another exciting edition of Short Time with Vin and Dave right here on 94.3 The Point. Have a great week, everybody.
I tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all. But I do get respect on the Vin and Dave show on 94.3 The Point, okay? Work it out, all right? All right.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.